Thank you, Chair, and it's too early to thank because the documents are not yet prepared. but there is a list of indeed 22 official documents that would be prepared for the next MOP. But of course, the number has increased because the compliance decision was split into individual documents. So therefore, it also seems the list seems longer than before. So the documents are quite standard ones, including the agenda declaration and then the joint MOP decisions, the convention MOP decisions, and the protocol MOP decisions. And then we have the list, a long list of compliance decisions. If Elena, you can scroll down a bit. So this list you already saw in terms of draft decisions, but each of them will be presented in an official document. And after the compliance decisions for the protocol, then there would be the report on budget and financial arrangement as an official document covering the entire intersessional period. And then, as requested by the MOP, the implementation will provide a report on all the activities that it has undertaken during the intersessional period. Then there will be a summary report of the technical assistance and capacity building work that you have been hearing reports about, covering Central Asia, Eastern Europe, Caucasus, etc. Then we will have a draft 6th review of implementation of the convention and the protocol review as well. Then finally, the guidance documents, to the extent that they will be then finalized, at least they will be submitted to the MOP, hopefully on health, on LT lifetime extension, and then the expectation is also to have the draft long-term strategy. So those are the 22 official documents expected. Thank you.